He thought he's about to get killed by the lime bandits.
We are just cookie dough boys. We haven't been cooked.
Wow.
Whoa.
The band, thank you.
Thanks, guys. You really made us happy.
We haven't shouted them out in a while, so.
Yeah, well, live orchestra still comes weekly.
Orchestra, yep.
Thanks. We said thanks. That word identically.
Jinx, you ever play that game with your siblings?
Every day.
Jinx, you owe me a... What'd you say? Jinx, you owe me a what?
Okay. Soda.
Yep. We say Coke, but yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Soda.
I even really like Coke.
Hey, email us what you used to say.
Pinch, poke, you owe me a Coke. You done that one?
What?
Yeah.
No.
You'd pinch someone, poke them, you owe me a Coke.
When someone pinched me, I owed them a tripping. I tripped him. What?
Maybe if I say I have leprosy, and I'd be like, touched by a leper, you owe me Dr. Pepper.
How many times have you gotten a Dr. Pepper?
Too many to count. I love Dr. Pepper, though. Favorite soda, definitely.
What? That's a new development.
What?
That you like Dr. Pepper so much.
What? Are you serious? You don't know that about me?
I know it. Yeah. Recently.
It's just because I don't really drink so much soda. And actually, I've kind of been drinking a bit more the past couple weeks. And actually, as of today, I'm not drinking any more soda. As of right now.
Did you just make that up?
As I'm talking. So no more soda for the rest of the year.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, except for like sparkling drink whenever we go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Just a sparkling drink?
Yeah, like that Welch's stuff. The sparkling drink. I don't know what it's called.
Huh?
I think it's called sparkling drink. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to have some sparkling drink.
It's a tradition in our family.
That sounds very ambiguous.
It's sparkly.
It's a sparkling drink.
It's good. Welch's, white grape.
You know the stuff.
All that. But yeah.
And a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips. You're all that and a bag of chips, Trent. Welcome to the Tucked and Tea Podcast.
A bag of chips.
Is that what I said?
Hey, Alex.
This is what you find yourself listening to. Alex is me.
Me is Trent. Hey, I gotta say, you look good in your shirt.
Oh, thank you. So what I'm wearing right now is a blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this shirt has on the shoulder, armpit, and chest a Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh.
What?
I didn't... Oh, that's what that is?
Oh, you know. You knew.
Oh, I thought that was a picture of me.
You kind of... I can see some similarities. But today, actually, I picked up matching shirts right here for me and Trent.
And him. He got two.
Yep, this guy. I want to match myself.
No, I do have one on underneath my hoodie.
We are wearing Pillsbury Doughboy merch. I got it for free today, Trent.
Free is good. We like free.
Yep. I was just going to Sam's Club, and they had this huge thing in the parking lot. So I walked in there, and instantly...
There's a massive thing in the parking lot. I don't know.
By thing, I mean like some inflatable stuff and food truck. I walk in, and I'm greeted by a man with elf ears. And he goes, "How you doing, man?" I was like, good.
I was doing great.
I was doing all right before you freaked me out. But then he's like, "Oh, yeah, we have this free food truck here." So it's outside of Sam's Club, so you know they have samples. It's basically like a sample food truck. Huh. And then they had a spinny wheel thing where you could win prizes.
Okay.
And they had a t-shirt press. Yeah. And they had Santa. And they had a big old bubble for you to go inside and take a picture, like a snow globe.
They're a little early for Christmas, though.
I know. I was hoping to see a turkey out there.
I know.
Come on.
Tell me about it.
No, I do love... Oh, I love Christmas. It's been...
Yeah.
I've been listening to Christmas music and everything since November started, and it's just jolly and grand.
Holly and jolly.
But yeah, I'm a sucker for free stuff. Like, if you give me a free t-shirt, I'll pretty much do anything.
All right, I'll remember that.
Yeah, I'll do anything for a free t-shirt.
Were they doing different designs or just this Pillsbury?
Just, so they had this Pillsbury and then one that had him and it said woohoo or woo-woo, something.
That's his little catchphrase.
Woohoo! Oh yeah, that's what it was. That sounds just like him.
Thanks.
You look like him, sound like him.
Surprise! This is a podcast. Welcome to the Tucked In Tea with Alex and the Pillsbury Doughboy. They don't call me that for nothing. I wear a little bandana around my neck.
Once we get enough money for a camera in here, then you will see that he is the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Pillsbury.
Yeah.
Pillsbury.
And they'll be able to see our new chairs.
Yes.
We're sitting in some brand new chairs today. Just upgraded. Not by us, but, you know, the school made an investment in us for us to record in some nicer chairs.
Today. Yeah, so thanks to them, we have chairs that are really comfy. Thank you.
I appreciate them. So that was my little bit of today. It's pretty much, you know, the free stuff of the day, what I got. I don't know what I was trying to say.
How much do you think it is for that they'd have to pay a food truck to come and give away samples all day long? Not all day. I guess they weren't there all day.
No, they were there probably, I probably want to say 3-4 hours.
Huh.
I wasn't there for that much, but I imagine.
He's got so many t-shirts.
I kept going back in disguise.
I know. I just got one, but.
I'll have another t-shirt, please.
Did you say another? I've never seen you.
Just I meant one.
I meant my first.
My first one ever.
Can I please get my first t-shirt ever? How many t-shirts are you wearing, sir? Under this jacket? Probably 15.
They thought I was gaining the weight from the food truck, but it was just an extra t-shirt every time.
You sure put it on fast.
I didn't go to the food truck, though. And I didn't go to the Santa, and I didn't go to the globe. All I did was just get a t-shirt and a cup.
Alex, 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 you say you love Christmas, and yet your actions speak louder than your words. You are neither joyful nor triumphant.
I will shout it out. I love Christmas.
But you will not go to Santa. You will not. You take a picture in a snow globe.
You put me around a Santa, and I shut down. I'm just curled up in a ball. Give me a t-shirt. I want to go.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
In a roll. So yeah, we have these shirts on and we try to be a little bit of ambassadors for Pillsbury.
some of us did.
Trent wasn't into it. Okay, so we went to Walmart for some extracurricular stuff. And
extracurricular?
Well, it wasn't really for anything pertaining to do with anything. But while we were there, we were wearing these Pillsbury shirts. So we had the grand idea to to be ambassadors for Pillsbury. So we just stood out in front of the Pillsbury section of their little coolers and just tried to sell Pillsbury. And I thought it was pretty fun. I thought it was fun. Trent probably... No, not probably. He did. He hated every minute of it, but I thought it was so funny.
Hate is too strong of a word, but I was very uncomfortable and was not a fan. Definitely not a fan. We should do this more around Christmas time, and we should get some free cookie dough, and then we should hand out cookie dough with them.
Oh, just like, hey, would you like to sample?
Hey, would you like to sample Pillsbury?
We can make our own food truck.
Yeah, we can get a truck.
Food truck. Not just a pickup.
Yeah, we're just in the pickup.
Out of a pickup truck.
You're just standing in the back, handing out cookie dough.
Try it. Rate it out of 10.
And hot chocolate. Imagine how cool. Imagine the donations we would get.
Forget. Oh, my goodness. Forget a lemonade stand like we said.
Hot chocolate.
Okay. Hey, how about this?
How about we do hot chocolate outside the Paycom Center?
Yeah.
When there's big lines.
Yeah. And... Okay, we will do this.
Guys, Alex is getting excited.
If we get how many patrons by the end of the month?
By the end of the month?
Yeah.
I feel like 5 is okay. Still a good number.
All right. I know, we shot pretty high. We're sorry for that to the new patrons. But okay, we'll give you till the end of November. If we get 5 patrons, we will make a little hot chocolate stand and make a video for it. So I don't really know why you would be so inclined to join for this, but
you should be.
But get excited, because I am. So, hot chocolate stand. Let's see if we can make, and all money we make, we'll give away to a patron. That's a good idea. It's like a giveaway.
Okay, Christmas giveaway.
Yes. Oh, this is getting better and better.
We'll give them money or give them a mystery gift?
All the money that we make, I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually super fun. Okay.
Good idea, us. Mostly you.
That was live brainstorming.
Yeah, I think. I'm glad. Aren't you glad you got to be a part of that?
Just went along with the on the ride with us.
The sleigh ride.
Ding, ding.
Ho, ho, ho.
One thing about the Santa that was there, he had the kids saying reindeer poop instead of cheese.
That is disgusting. Is there live reindeer?
No.
What was he talking about?
I don't know. But I refused.
Hope he wasn't talking about your shirt.
Oh, maybe. So that's a Pillsbury boy.
Then we call that Pillsbury boy.
You're wrong.
Alex. Sorry, I realize I keep breathing into the mic. I need to lower my nose. I'm a little prideful today. I got my my nose in the air. Sorry, guys.
You guys can probably hear the pride.
Alex, humble me, please.
Humble us. Let's lower the pod. Let's go down to the ground
here. Can you humble me, please?
All right, I'm humble you. All right, Trent, your neck is so long that whenever the basketball gets stuck in the rim, they ask you to bite it down.
Trent, nothing else could be more degrading.
Trent, your nose is so crooked. That
okay.
That whenever they're making a whenever they're making a railroad track, they use your nose as a guideline.
Huh?
I don't know.
That was more confusing than degrading, but it still lowered my nose.
I can't make fun of you, Trent. Everything I said was false.
I'm gonna go pause this and go get a work done on my nose.
Oh man, a nose job.
Yes. You know, I met a man this week who started a business.
Me too.
Really?
I don't know. I did not. I thought for a second I did, and then I realized.
You did not think that you did. You're just a habitual liar.
No, I thought I did, but I remembered he said he started working with someone who started the business.
Tuck in your t-shirt, sir.
Fine. Pillsbury and all.
Anyway, I went back to some physical therapy this week.
Oh.
And, you know, it's great. It's so fun. But I went on Tuesday, I believe. Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday. I went on Monday.
I thought you said you're going on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I went on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember. But, so they take me in, and I'm like, first time there. And they're like, all right, okay, we'll get you like hooked up, start doing your exercises. And so they take me like to, I needed a blank space in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to imagine this with me, okay? So let's just build the scene here. Let's just lay it out. Imagine me, okay, building in a strip mall sort of area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in the back, in the back hallway. Yep. It's like beside me, offices. In front of me, the door to the restroom, okay? And so I'm just right here against the wall.
Okay.
Like tucked away in the back because I need to be against the wall. My heels are together.
Mm-hmm.
My heels are against the wall.
Yep.
My shoulder blades are against the wall.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there just going like this.
Just moving your long neck?
Just moving my neck back and forth. They're like, all right, 10, 3 reps of whatever. And I'm, or 3 sets. And I'm just, so I'm just back here doing this. And I see, so in front of me, I can see the whole storefront, which is all windows. And there's a couple cars parked out there. And I see a guy in like pajama pants and like not looking too, you know, he didn't dress to impress, that's for sure. And so he's out there probably running late, I don't know. But so he gets in his truck and he's parked next to this I think it was Mercedes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Mercedes. And he backs out and he just swings it and just like just scrapes her side.
Oh.
On the car. And I'm just back there like
he's moving his neck.
And I was just like moving my neck like a little chicken, like trying to see because I was facing this way, but the window's that way. So I'm like turning my head, I'm like, and I was like, yikes, I wonder if he did anything. I'm like, that was definitely forceful. Like, it bumped her car over.
Whoa.
And he was just pulling out, but he cranked the wheel automatically. So he just went.
Yeah, okay.
And so he gets out. He goes, looks at it, and just gets back in his truck and leaves. And there was a big old white, like, his, he had a white truck, and it just left a strip of white on there.
Wow.
And the lady goes out, and she was so upset. And I was like, I'm a witness.
I can point you right over here.
The judge calls me, hey, can you come in to testify? I'm like, sorry, three more sets.
You're like, which way did it go? You're pointing with your nose. That way.
Over that way. Which way? Over there.
That way.
Your nose is crooked, sir. Can you move it? Sorry.
This was more visual for the...
Yeah, sorry about that. Just imagine me moving my head back and forth like a chicken.
Like the Egyptians.
Like the Egyptians.
I feel like that's how they dance or something.
That's pretty good ad-lib Egyptian music. My Middle Eastern music is very unique.
It's special. Like Indian music.
Perfect. Anyway.
I always wish to be Indian.
So I finished that set of things. The whole fiasco takes form with the whole car situation. I'd be pretty upset too, you know. I was like trying to read a license plate and I'm like, I can't tell if that's a U or a W. I can't tell. I'm way in the back, so I was like, I'm useless at this point. I'm just sitting back here.
You're all the way back of the wall. You have to look through like certain windows. Yeah, that's crazy.
Exactly. Anywho, so next I'm like, you know, finishing up some exercises. I go and I lay down. The guy comes up, the physical therapist guy. He's like, all right, let's take a look at your neck and stuff. And he's feeling it and like, trying to see where it's tight and whatnot. And I start talking to him. And so he's the owner. Like, he founded this physical therapy store, like, I think 13 years ago, he said.
So he invented this move that you're doing.
So he invented my neck problem so that he could heal me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
It was interesting, though. I was asking him, like, so, like, what was the process, like, to start a business? Like, how do you get customers? Because he doesn't work in, like, tandem with any hospital. He just says, like, hey, we're taking people. Send them if you have to. So anyway, he talked about that, talked about all the mishaps, and it was interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and starting a physical therapy place is interesting.
And his thing was, he said, you know, there was a need here, so I started one. It's like, wow, all right.
People need to move in their necks like a
people
duck.
People need to be witnessing car incidents.
You know, walls need to be pushed against.
Walls need to be... firmly pushed against.
Necks need to be, I don't even know, what do you call that? Moved. I don't know.
Oscillated.
I think that has to do with spinning or something.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what you're
doing. I was
doing
that too. He said, all right, we need to spin your neck around. Are you sure? Yep, just like this.
And I mean, like, your customers are never going to stop because people are always getting hurt.
Yeah, I know. People are getting hurt. And if you know what you're doing, you can help them be not hurt anymore.
Yeah. Hey, there's a need. See a need? Fill a need.
See a need? Move a neck. Alex, what else did you do this week?
What I did this week was this. Three times in this past week, I have been on a Lime scooter.
You know what those are? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it wasn't too much.
Lime time.
Because I wasn't on it too long. But, those scooters you often find downtown, and they're green.
You can often find them.
You often find them on a corner, and you get on, and you just, da-da-ding, and then you just ride.
Yeah, just ride.
You can
ride.
Go anywhere. It's so fun. I love doing those. And so one time me and my friend were going the second time I was on it, and... we were going up and we're going down some roads, and we find this staircase, and, you know, just two young men look at each other in the eye and just know exactly what we need to do. We need to go down the staircase.
To safely take the ramp and walk down the stairs.
That is not what we did. We felt the need, you know, there was a need for us to go down the staircase. And
he's joining me next week for physical therapy.
We'll get there. No. I'm totally fine. Oh. Mom, I'm fine. Okay. My back does hurt a little bit.
He is so tight.
I'm in a neck brace right now. No one can tell.
He's in a full body brace.
Just my, you just like, you lined up the mic next to my mouth and I can't.
If I ever want him to stop talking, I just got to move the mic away. He can't help it.
I'm like, wait, John. anyway, so we like, you take a ramp up and then we're right ready to go down the stairs. And so I go for it. I just go right down the stairs. And as I'm going down, some guy's walking up. And so this guy, he walks up and he talks to my friend that I'm with. And he's talking to him. So I get down. I kind of look back. And they're talking up there. So I was like, you good? You know, just want to make sure everything was okay. They're like, yep. So I went back up there, scooted my way up there. And the guy was asking for directions because he didn't have a phone or something like that. And so my friend was showing directions. And they're ready to go. He's like ready to leave. And then he's like, my friend, which, you know, good for him. You know, tried to witness to him. But, you know, it's dark out at this point, and he starts off the whole witnessing spiel, his whole presentation with, if you were to die right now, where would you go? Now, look, that works, and I'm thankful for his heart for that. But this man was so shocked. He goes, are you trying to kill me? He goes, you guys are trying to kill me? Because I'm right there. I just strolled it back up on him. He thought he was about to get killed by the Lime Bandits. We were going to just...
And then zoom away.
Kill him and... down some stairs and... No. Yeah, that's
where did they go? Track them on the Lime app.
Seriously, that'd be the worst way. They'd find our location so easy. But he's like, you trying to murder me? And that's what he said. And we were like, and like instantly I was like, oh God, de-escalate. So I just took a track out of my pocket and I was like, sir, we're just from a church. We just want to invite you when you have time, just to go ahead and read this. And so it just de-escalated and it was funny afterwards. But in the moment, this guy's eyes just got so big because it's nighttime and my friend is 6'4", 6'5". He's a big guy. And
yep, Ken is, I sure am.
Yeah, Trent is 6'5". And he's, if you were going to die right now, just imagine that, dude.
That's hilarious.
It's like the survey. It's on a scale of 1 to 10, how ready would you be for armed robbery? And then it's like, 2? Give me your money. And you just pull out again. But that was a funny moment of my week.
Proud of him for witnessing, though.
Yes, absolutely. Do that.
It is obedience.
Yes, it's strictly obedience. Not about results. We learned about that.
We're noticing that.
I'm noticing that. That we just need to obey God.
I also had a church experience, but it was today.
Church experience.
Go like ahead. Related to the Christian life, which I guess all life is related to the Christian life. But specifically ministry.
Tell me.
Okay. Let me lay this out for you like I did the last
Paint
one.
Paint me a picture.
Okay. So you're going to imagine.
I like that. Paint me a picture, Picasso.
It's Potter. So you're going to imagine some old apartments. Close your eyes. Some old apartments. Oh, close your eyes.
Okay. How long?
Till I'm done.
But I can't see.
No, you see old apartments. And they're brown, and they got black accents on them. And it's along this highway road.
Like, oh, I know exactly the ones you're talking
about. So like, not, what do you call those?
Where Don lives. Lived.
Right next to those.
Oh, okay.
What do you call that road? It's not on the highway, but it's right next to it.
Service road.
Yep, the service road. And so they're all along here, and they're looking old. You know, they're probably in need of some attention. But we have a bus kid that we pick up from in there. So we're visiting today, you know, seeing if they're going to be coming tomorrow, talking to them, trying to connect with them some more. And as we get there, our bus kid's out there talking to another lady, and she's wearing a skirt. And that means she's from a church.
Yeah, and so most of the time.
So I said, well, I don't recognize her. I wonder what church she's from. And we walk up. She's wearing a jacket with a different church name.
Oh.
And so I found out that our bus rider had been hopping buses to different churches.
Oh, man.
Which is totally fine.
You got two-time and
you as long kids. as long as she's going to church, that is okay with me. He
goes, this church is giving me Kit Kats, and this church is going to have a bouncy house.
Kit Kats. But I walk up and I was like, I really hope this doesn't turn into some weird like disagreement because of this. And so my other guy who was with me starts talking to her, and I walked up a little late. I was like trying to figure out something in the car, and I looked up and he's gone. So, oh, okay. And I go out there and she's like, yeah, well, she's been coming to our church for around 5 years. I was like, oh no.
They've been coming to my church for 4 years.
I was like, I hope this does not end poorly.
It's been
and
six
I said,
years.
We talked a little bit and I was like, well, do you want us to stop by tomorrow? I mean, if you go to that church or our church, you know, if you go to church, that's what matters.
Yeah,
so
seriously. Yeah.
I said, as long as you're going to church. And she said, well, I'm like, okay, we'll stop. But if you go there and you're not home, that's okay. Yeah. I don't want to try and bribe you into coming to
seriously,
our church.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was kind of funny. And then found out she lives next to where our pastor lives.
Oh,
like next street over.
That's so cool.
Knows him a little bit.
Did she
bit.
Know him? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, super nice. She was great. So I'm so glad it wasn't some... I feel like it could have been really interesting, but it was fine. But that's
yeah,
never happened
I know
to
that,
me before.
I know the church you're talking about. And so we've had some run-ins with them too. So
some encounters.
You know, it gets real, real intense when I have a bag of candy in my hand and...
I shake it a little bit.
I go, well, I brought Hubba Bubba.
What do you have?
Wait, what's the gun that we have? I can't
It
remember.
Is Hubba Bubba.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Dubba Bubba gun.
Hubba Bubba Bubba Chubba Dubba Dubba.
Yeah, I know that church. And so one time they were walking out from the house that I was going to, and I thought that they were the residents of the house.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, are you guys live here? And I thought he said yes. I'm pretty sure he said yes. And then I was like, okay, well, I was wondering if the kids wanted to come to church tomorrow. And he's like, I don't know, you can go ask him. And then he goes on and drives away in some like little van. Some little van.
Some little van.
But like, yeah.
That's funny.
And so it was
he's like, what do you do? Murder
funny.
Me? What if I do live here?
It's a weird little, not necessarily rivalry, because I mean, there should be no rivalry.
No, no, no.
And I think we all have just the best intention for the kids. Like, as
it's
long
just
as
funny because that's never happened to me before.
Exactly, exactly.
Back home, that doesn't happen. That
yeah.
I know of.
Are you the only church in your city? I don't know that.
No, but we're the only Baptist church.
Okay, okay. You just told everyone our denomination. We're trying to hide that. No, I'm
oh,
totally
sorry.
Joking. Totally
I'm
so joking.
Sorry.
We are proud to
what
be
I meant
Americans.
To say, we're the only independent. Baptist.
Him singing. Skirt wearing for ladies.
Whoa.
Suit wearing for men.
Yep. Okay. Let's transition here.
Into.
Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail. Oh man, this is gonna be a good one. I feel like I just feel it. I don't know. I haven't checked yet. Are you there?
I'm trying to get there. Oh, why am
I've
I not?
Get there too.
Why am I not there? Hold on.
I've got to get there. Okay. Open now. It's time for fan mail.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. Who we got? Good night. Why can't I pull it up? Thank you for staying with us as we internally struggle.
Okay, yeah, I got two. What?
They're just, you know, they're listening to us struggle here.
Oh, I thought okay. It was an email.
Which one?
So we got two. Which one
yes.
do you want?
I'll take, I'm really curious in the other
you,
one.
You take the top one.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, this is from our man, Noah.
Oh, I know Noah.
Yeah, me too.
I know a guy.
I know a him.
I know a guy.
Hello, it me again, and I loved it when y'all read my email. Thanks a lot, it really made my day. Keep tucking your tees sincerely, Noah.
Noah.
Thank you, Noah. That
That's
means,
awesome.
That made our day.
That's awesome. That
Thank you.
You took time out of your day to take time out of our day.
In a good way.
In a good way, yeah. No, absolutely.
What are you telling him? You just wasted 30 seconds of my life, Noah.
Not even.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Noah, that's what he meant that. To say.
So, well, thank you, Noah, for that.
Thank you, Noah.
Sincerely, the Tucked and Tee Podcast. We appreciate it. And now we just made his day again. Think about it. Because we're reading his email now.
He's going to have to
so
send another one.
Send another one. Noah, you better. Okay. I'm really curious about this one. Huh?
Can you backward?
Oh.
He knew what we were doing.
Oh, he knows. All right. This is from Groupman 7-Eleven. You can find him at any 7-Eleven near you. He left it 5 hours ago, so not too long ago. How does he know? Anyway, he just said, to sack dop, it hit evolve.
Which being interpreted is?
Love the podcast. He did it. He put it in backwards. But then he put a smiley face, so backwards.
So you smile first.
No, backwards, it is a...
frown?
Frown.
No, it's just a backwards smiley face.
No, it's frowned.
You're right. He should have put a frowny face.
Yeah.
I'm saying like it's a he.
Maybe I don't know.
Group man is a girl.
Group man, the woman. I don't know.
Thank you, group man.
Surely not. Yes, thank you for the fan mails. That's what we have this week. And feel free, if you've left one before, leave another one.
Feel expensive.
Feel $3.99. No. Feel the need. See a need. We have a need for fan mail.
So please, we're begging you.
So fill a need.
We're right? So needy.
No. If you have time, go ahead. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Exactly. So that was it for... Trent, this last week, we felt the sense of danger, did we not?
No.
Does this ring any bells? Tornado warning.
Sounds like a train.
Oh, I'm not so good at that. My tornado warning.
Oh, tornado. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. No, the siren. That was so believable. I feel like people are already ducking under their desk and getting in their bathtubs.
You better get under that mattress. I almost said a name, but I don't want to say a name. I almost like called a name out. I said, get under the mattress.
Oh.
But I don't really want to say.
Marge.
I didn't want to name drop this person.
Were you thinking of someone specific?
Yeah, and I'll tell you after, but I don't know why I thought I had that person.
Okay.
It's nothing weird. It's just, I don't think they would appreciate it.
The more you explain, the worse it gets.
So basically, yeah, we did have a little NATO.
The first time it happened was at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
On a Sunday. And so I went to sleep, I think a little bit early on that day. And I was woken up, and I was woken up by someone shaking me. And I thought I woke up late for bus. I thought I slept through. So I was instantly already in fear.
He got dressed and he brushed his teeth and went outside. Bye. He got in his car.
I'm the one that got picked up today.
That's why he's in a full body brace, I'll be honest. Then he still went down the stairs. Sorry.
I thought that I was late. I was like, oh man, no way. How did I sleep through my alarm, or how did this happen? And then it was someone with a flashlight. And I was like, good night.
And you're like, are you going to murder me?
you trying to kill me right now?
Are you trying to kill me?
I hated it so much, though. I just wanted to sleep. And so we had to go down. So I'm on the second floor of a building. We had to go down to the first floor and into their hallway. And it was just...
You speak of it like it was fun.
No, it was not. I did not like having to get up. I'd rather just stay in my bed. I believe God has bigger plans for me than to get sucked up by a tornado. So.
But aren't you thankful people didn't just leave you up there?
I wish they would have.
Oh.
But it's okay.
Okay.
I'm thankful that they cared enough. And because I guess we didn't necessarily know, you know, how close it was. Or, you know, like after the fact, seeing that it wasn't even really close to us, it was like, oh man, why did this have to happen? But you never want to take that chance, obviously,
yeah.
With something like
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what, though. I lived out what you wanted to do.
You slept in?
I didn't even hear anything.
Oh, really?
Our whole dorm slept through the whole thing. One guy woke up and said, huh? And went back to bed.
Oh.
We all slept through it. So the next day, I'm feeling good, got some sleep, and everyone else is dead. Not really, but everyone else was like real tired.
That's a horrible use of words after a tornado.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Everyone else was just spinning. What's up with y'all?
Everyone's twisting.
Why all so twisty today? But I was fine, and everyone else was like, wow, I'm really tired. Guys, what's wrong?
But it was like on a Sunday too, and so you already had to get up kind of early to go and
to
get
go
on
serve
a bus.
The Lord. That's where you say you're. Oh no 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 no.
Oh no 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 no.
We get to serve our Lord and Savior.
Let's sing it. Serve, 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 serve. I'm serving every day. Serve, serve, serve the good old gospel way. Serve, serve, serve. I want to please the Lord in everything I say or do. I'll serve, serve, serve.
That did not rhyme. That's going to bother me. The ending did not rhyme.
Well, no, a lot of songs don't rhyme.
Yeah, and they bother me.
Oh, okay.
Well, sorry.
Forget about it.
Okay, it's over.
We just made that up, by the way.
I'll say that wasn't bad.
I'll say it wasn't good.
I'll say it.
Let's meet in the middle of that. All right. Put her there.
Put her there.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir.
So that was not the only time that we had to get up for it.
Wasn't for me.
Because the next morning, we had to get up due to one.
Yeah, another one.
Another one. So two mornings in a row.
Which that one, I woke up.
Oh, good for you. Well, actually, it was already like, I was... So my alarm had gone off, and then 1 minute later, the like the Amber Alert thingy goes on. Yeah, my phone just buzzes, and then I was like, "Oh, is this gonna happen again?" So instantly, I tried to go back to sleep. I tried to fake my way. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
I'm gonna be completely honest right now. I tried to fake my way into staying in my bed.
I'm imagining you like looking around, like you get the alert, you look around the room. Like,
seriously.
And then you go back to bed.
That's exactly that. And so I'm like fake sleeping at this point. And I should not have done this. Anyway, I'm like fake sleeping and I hear my parents. What?
Your parents come in, you're like, Alex, wake up.
I hear my roommate.
Where am I?
I hear my roommate. Because that the last morning, what in the world am I saying? The night. Right before I went to sleep, before this.
Huh?
All right, right before I went to sleep.
Okay, that's better.
I said, if an alarm goes off, do not wake me up. I told my roommates that. And so as I'm fake sleeping, I hear them like, should we wake up Alex? Like, actually. And
that's not good.
And then one of my roommates said no. And then one was like, I think I'm going to wake him up. And so he gets a light and shines it right in front of my face and then shoves me to wake me up. I was like, oh, no.
No, 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 no.
No.
Yeah, so that one, I wasn't in bed. I went to the gym that morning. So we were coming back from the gym. We just got back and they went off. We're like, well, okay. So... I was not ever woken up by a tornado this.
Wow. Yeah. You got lucky.
I just played the cards right.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to come play a tornado siren in your room tonight.
No, you won't. I'll tell you that
right
now.
I'm not going to. That'd be very mean and not tucked in.
It would be.
I wouldn't even say it. I would even do that. I wouldn't even think about it. I would never.
You can't even come into my room. Anyway, what are we looking at?
We're at a solid.
You can say the number.
Nope. I don't want them to know.
They know. They can check right now how long it's been.
Not exactly, though.
Oh, you're right. They'll be up a little bit more seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But my guess is 35.
38.
Okay. Not bad.
Not bad.
Well, maybe get into the little bit of game time.
Okay.
A little bit of Narbis. A little bit of spiritual.
Are we going to lock in and lock out?
Oh, snap. Yeah, let's do that.
Now?
Okay. Yeah, real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. How do I always forget that? It's kind of nuts.
Wow, they're really getting raw us today.
Yeah. But hey, that's just what
we are just cookie dough boys. We haven't been cooked.
What you see
it's
is
raw.
What you get. Okay. What you don't, well, you don't see anything. I'd like to get a camera in here at some point.
That'd be cool.
I think it'd be fun. We'll see, though. Let's be very transparent. We're finally making a little bit of money on the podcast now.
After all this time.
After we've paid back the money we spent on... we got out of debt, you know?
Started in the red.
Now we can buy slushing machines and... Brand new chairs.
We saw a need.
And anyway, that was unimportant. Locked in, locked out for this week.
All right. My locked in is someone who has never been woken up. My locked out is someone who has never experienced a tornado.
Oh, so like anyone on the East Coast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well,
that first okay
disaster.
Had that first okay had a little bit of sass.
Yeah,
I
did.
I didn't mean for it to sound that way. That's why I fixed it. I said, okay.
It's been a long day, guys. I've been with Alex a lot today. I think he's done with me.
No, but like 10 more minutes, then I'm out.
And we're done. How about anyone who's never experienced a natural disaster?
Oh, okay.
How about that's my locked in? Because I want to hear it. That's
so send in a story, would ya?
They wouldn't have one because they never have experienced. Send in a blank email, would you?
All right, I'll have mine locked in to be
someone
if they
who
did.
Has.
Yeah, so my locked in is someone who has experienced natural disaster, and I want to have maybe a story time next podcast.
Okay.
So if you could send
a testimonial.
In, yes, please. If you want your voice to be on the podcast, send us a voice recording of you and we'll play it on the pod.
We won't even listen to it beforehand.
Yeah, we won't.
No, actually, we probably should.
I trust our listeners.
I think, yeah. Yep.
With the power of editing, all things can be made PLA.
Did you have any response from last week's?
No, I had
me
nothing.
Me neither.
Nothing.
Okay.
So no one was walking upstairs or doing something else.
Yeah. Locked out for me this week, someone who does not like cookie dough. They're locked out.
Okay. So you're locked
in. How
can
you not like cookie dough? Pillsbury.
You've got to love it. Is it pills?
Yeah. Wahoo!
Woohoo! So you're locked in is what? Someone who has not
experienced a natural disaster.
Okay. And then who does not like cookie dough? My locked in is someone who has been through a natural disaster. It's maybe struck a little too close to home.
Don't say that so flippantly. I apologize for Alex's everything.
What do you mean? That was fine.
Okay.
Okay. Well, sorry, people. What is wrong? Everything sounds a little bit more sassy.
Yeah.
Right now. Wow.
You're
okay.
Telling me.
Goodness.
I told you to humble me once, not the whole episode. I've been reaping it right now. I sowed it, so I'm reaping. He said, all right, I see a need. I'll feel that.
There's a need for sass. Goodness. Okay, sorry, folks.
Folks? Oh, man.
Okay, my locked out is someone...
That's a good start.
Yeah. Very thanks for that. My locked out is someone who owns pink shoes. I don't like pink shoes.
I'm not locked out then.
There you go.
Woo!
Woohoo! I know some people get creative with their basketball shoes, so maybe we might have that, but yeah. Anyway, so no pink shoes.
How pink? Just pink at all?
If like you were to say, hey, what color is this? And if you're going to say pink, then that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That was locked in, locked out. Thanks for going through
Thanks
that
for
with
trend.
Us.
Did you say trend?
No.
You started...
I did not say that.
Okay. Listeners can play it back. I think it's his turn to be humbled.
All right. Let's try this game thing that you...
Yeah. So game time. Mm-hmm. Mental flip there. It kind of has to go along with that email that was backwards, written backwards. Our game time today, Alex, which we don't always have one, but today we will because it's game time.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's called Backwards... Huh? So, let's call it Say It Back.
We should have that backwards.
Good luck. Okay, so how this works is on
say
my
it
phone,
back.
I have this little app that can record audio, and then it plays it forwards, but you can also play it backwards, play it in reverse. And so we can do this multiple ways. What I usually just do is say a word, then listen to it backwards, and then I have to try and say it backwards, reverse that audio, and make it sound right forwards.
I feel like what it should be is you say, I guess we're just figuring this out right now. You say maybe a couple words, and then, so I leave the room, you say the words, and then I listen to it backwards, and I have to repeat it into the thing backwards, and then play it forward, backwards, and then I guess what you said. So I'm kind of guessing what you said.
Okay, so let's trial run this.
Okay.
So like if I were, I know you're going to hear this, but if I were to say a word like taco, and then so you would hear it backwards. So you're going to hear, hold on, let me make sure my sound is up here. So you would hear. And so then,
that would be my first time hearing that. And I would, and then I'd try to say. So I'd record and say. Odkad. And then I play that in reverse. And then it kind of sounds like taco. And then I kind of guess.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I like
so
that.
I'll leave the room and you get, if you want to do a phrase, or that's fine, or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go get a drink of water.
Okay. Get me one. Give me a handful of water, would you? All right. And he's going and he's making a ruckus. All right, so it's just me and everybody. Hope you're all doing okay today. I know this has been a different type of episode. So anyway, I'll say the word now. Let's go with a word that he would not guess. How about the word picture? I feel like that's pretty good. Nope, I haven't said it yet.
Okay.
Back up. Okay. Whew, okay, here we go. Picture. Okay, so he's going to hear this. All right, we're good. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that in the mic. We're good. I didn't actually want a drink of water.
I got him.
You are making a lot of noise.
All right.
Okay, Alex, you ready to hear?
Yeah, I just realized what I did.
Okay, all right. Here's your word. Ready?
Hershkin. Okay. Let me hear it again.
Hershkin.
Hershkin.
Picture.
Do you hear it? Do you, can you tell?
No. I don't really hear it.
Picture.
Not really.
Picture. Maybe hey, Trent?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, my guess is hey, Trent. What was it?
I said picture.
Ah, picture.
Let me see it again. Okay, let me try.
Yeah, I want to see this
picture
happen in real life.
Hershkit.
Hershkit.
Picture.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So maybe one more round for me, and then you can try one.
All right, sounds good. Okay. Get out of here. They can hear that. He's trying to be sneaky. He's not being very sneaky. You're getting raw tucked in tea today. Okay. Headphones. Okay, he's gonna hear this. Okay, Alex, you ready? This one sounds pretty funny. Wow, let the door slam.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Ready? You're going, this is your word?
Snuffle.
Let's hear it again.
Snuffle.
Okay. Snuffle.
Headphones.
Whoa! Wow. That, okay, so you definitely said earbuds.
You definitely said elephant.
Headphones.
That's so clear.
I can't believe that's what words sound like backwards.
Well, that's how I said it, and this is how it sounds backwards.
Headphones.
Wow.
Then you know, we also sound like robots. Headphones. Okay, I'm gonna leave.
Headphones. Okay.
Quietly.
Show me how it's done. If you guys can't tell, I'm not the best at being quiet. You know, Dead Donkey wasn't a good game for me. Quiet Ball wasn't that good for me. The Quiet Game, obviously, not good for me. Okay, he's gone. That was pretty quiet. Let's see here. I'm going to say something that means a lot to him. I'm going to say Iowa. Iowa. This is what it sounds. All right, we'll hear it. Okay, come on in, Trent.
I'll be honest, I heard that.
He heard it. Okay. So, let's get more personal now. Let's say a city. If you want to know what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Pleasantville. Oh, okay. All right, Trent. Yep.
I did not hear that.
He could not hear. I repeat, he could not hear it. Here you are.
All right, let's listen. Okay, I'm excited. It's like opening gifts on Christmas Day.
Love Christmas.
I'm going to hear that again.
Hoiv Nizelf.
Pleasantville.
Yes, it is.
Pleasantville. What? What?
You sound like you have an accent. Play it again.
Pleasantville.
Oh, I have a love. Okay, here we Pleasantville. Go. I have a present for y'all. So it sounds like. I know what I'm going to do here. As he has left, I'm going to go for his favorite shoe brand. Converse. All right, Trent, come on in. All right, Trent, come on in.
Okay? We're going to get you situated real good.
All right.
Sometimes I wish I had a Southern accent.
Sometimes I wish you did, too. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Serve knock.
One more time, I gotta hear that again.
A serve knock. Converse.
Oh, I'm gonna get. That sounds a little bit like Converse.
You are right.
Is it Converse? Let's go.
It is.
All right.
Well, you went 2 for 2. I went 1 for 2.
Not bad. Not bad on both of us.
Good work for you. You win.
That's interesting. Oh, I just played it again. Whoops. Oops.
Sweet.
Sweetness. That was fun. That was, can we call that back at ya? Backwards at.
We changed the name like 5 times.
Yeah.
Say it back.
Maybe you say
it in the backward accent. Say it back.
Imagine if you did that enough, you could speak in Russian.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, I would like some.
Okay.
To go. Well, we are sitting at a quality time here.
Quality.
But we got a little uplifting thought.
Okay.
From you, if you want.
From me. Let's do it. My uplifting thought comes from the sufficiency of Christ. I know we've said it before and we've said it 1,000 times, but guess what? 1,001 times will never hurt, okay?
And unless it's a baseball to the head.
Or a whip. No, okay, sorry. I don't want to dumb this down. But seriously, just the sufficiency of Christ for our lives and who he is and what he can be to us when we fully give ourselves over. So sufficiency of Christ can be all we need, but we've got to let it, first of all. So letting all of him be all of what we need is so key for the Christian life and living it in a spirit-filled way. Just letting every action, every word, every thought funnel through a funnel through the sufficiency of Christ. And so just finding him sufficient in our finances, in our relationships, in our whatever it may be, work situations, if you have some car problems, whatever it is, just letting Christ be sufficient for you and just having that faith in him, knowing that he will come through. He always has. He always will. And so that's just what has been a peaceful thought for me. It's just so peaceful to just know that he is enough and he'll always be enough. Sorry, I was not into the mic there. That's my bad.
No, it's good. It's good. My thing would be, someone challenged me with this week. It was the thought of, they were using the passage in the Gospels about laying up treasure in heaven, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Mm-hmm. And just making sure that your focus is right and you're treasuring the right things and treasuring the eternal and not just the temporal, because this is what we see. This is what we tend to treasure. And I feel like I've said this in many different ways before on here, but just making sure that you're living for the treasure that is eternal and having that be your motivation and not things here on earth.
Yeah.
Which I feel like everything I give is in a roundabout way that, but that's the Christian life. Making sure your heart's right.
It really, it's like, if we can trust the basics over and over again, then that's going to be helpful in every capacity. Cause just getting the basics down of the Christian life, it's, you know, faith, that's submission to God, getting all those basic things down is going to let you then build that close relationship. And that's when you really just get deep into that relationship. But first it starts with the basics. So if we in any way can point you to them, in any way can encourage you, that's what we want to do here on the Tucked Into podcast, in this little time that we give towards this. And just if it helps anyone, then that's good enough for me.
Hey, to the man. Narbis is here.
Well, why don't we just let him say what he wants to?
Narbis, what do you got to say? He said that there, did you know, Alex, there's a type of fish that if eaten, it can cause hallucinations that could last up to 36 hours. That's over a day.
Wait, say that again?
There's a type of fish that if you eat it, it could cause hallucinations lasting up to 36 hours.
Well, didn't say what fish?
It's the Salema porgy fish.
Oh, no. I just had three of them.
And they used to eat them back in the Roman Empire.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the fish, but something about the chemicals in it and the compounds.
That's interesting.
Yeah, give you hallucinations. So don't eat it. If it looks like it says salmon, read it closely. It could be Salema.
If it's a Salema, oh, whatever it
porky.
Said. Porky. That's pork.
Porgy.
Then don't eat it because you might have some issues.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Narbis.
Yeah, I guess.
Another water creature.
Okay. Wow, that was 21. Just like your age.
Yeah.
Episode 21. I can't believe it. Loving it. More and more.
sweeter as the day goes by.
Do you want to do that thing backwards?
Yeah,
that
what I was going to do.
Yeah, I saw you pull it up, so I...
All right.
We're still synced up, even though we've spent some time together.
Okay. So how do you want to do this? Okay, we got to get real close.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not going to hear this part too well, all of our people out there, but
right,
I'm sorry.
Just,
but you're
on
going
a second.
To hit it.
Just go ahead and wave at someone while we do this.
Yeah, wave at three different people.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In.
All right, Trent, let's hear it backwards.
All right, here we go.
Alfredo.
All right. And that's, I think you said Alfredo there at the end. All right, Alfredo, get out of here. Don't. Sorry, that was me. Have a great week.
What do you have against Alfredo?
Sorry, it's been a rough episode. Hey, have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. You know, follow us where you want to. Join Patreon if you can.
We love you. We're praying for you.
We're dismissed. And hey, t-shirts are coming. They're on their way, okay? They'll be on your backs very soon.
Oh, the people who ordered mugs and stickers, they got
there. They got there. So
we have a little bit of faith.
Okay. All right. See y'all next week.
Peace.
podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when